Is it really possible to beat the casino game blackjack? Well, this is one question that I'm always being asked. Back in 1995, I was the subject of a British documentary called Fear and Counting in Las Vegas. Now, for 1 month, a film crew monitored my progress playing cards in several gambling states in America. The purpose of the documentary was to prove whether or not, by using mental skills, it is possible to beat the casinos at their own game. That is, to make a profit playing the popular card game blackjack. Well, I met up with the Bishop of Blackjack, a guy called Arnold Snyder, when I arrived in Biloxi, Mississippi. Now, if anybody understands the game of blackjack, then Arnold does. He spent a lifetime studying the game, and apart from being a successful player himself, he's made millions out of selling winning strategies to potential players. From his base in California, he runs the Blackjack Forum. It's the only forum of its kind dedicated to helping professional card players beat the casinos. Well, as well as giving me last-minute tips on playing the game, I asked the Bishop, is it possible to beat the casinos at their own game? Now, his short answer was yes. Well, I played for 17 days in the States, and my total profit was $9,571. Well, it's not a fortune, but it does represent an annual profit of approximately $150,000. Now, soon after I'd learnt to memorise the playing cards, it occurred to me that there must be a way of cashing in on my newfound ability. Well, blackjack seemed like a natural target. Unlike roulette or dice, which are games of pure chance, blackjack involves a degree of skill. I was already familiar with the game, having lost many more times than I'd ever won. Like many others, I'd always thought that beating the bank was a romantic but ill-conceived notion, the stuff of fiction and a surefire way of losing even more money. Memorizing multiple packs of playing cards put a different complexion on things. Today, I'm barred from casinos all over Britain, France, the Czech Republic, and from many across America. Now, one or two will let me in for a drink, but if I get anywhere near the blackjack tables, I'm back out on the street. They know I have a winning strategy. And if I play for long enough, I could break the bank. Now, I don't want to encourage anybody to take up gambling. There are many other ways of making money. But my approach to blackjack is a good example of what can be achieved with a trained memory. But before you go rushing off to your nearest casino, armed with this session of the course, let me issue you with a word of warning. Yes, it is possible to beat the game. The trouble is, the casinos are only too well aware of this fact and are constantly on their guard for what are known as card counters. If anything, winning the game is not the difficulty. The skill is in avoiding the attention and inevitable tap on the shoulder from the casino pit bosses. The primary attraction of the game is that people believe it's beatable. Indeed, the casinos advertise it as a game of skill. It's ironic, therefore, that if you get too skillful, they'll prevent you from playing it.